There's an effort in Utah among lawmakers and the state education board to make the process of getting licensed as a teacher as seamless as possible. But as KUER's Lee Hale reports, problems in the current system are holding up that process.
Avery LeBaron is a 25-year-old legal assistant interested in a career switch. He'd like to teach at an elementary school. Because he doesn't have a teaching license, he's applying for what's called an alternate route to licensure, or ARL, through the state. Or rather, he's been trying to apply.
I had trouble finding anything on the state website. I think eventually I was able to find some directions, but I never found any forms on the state website.
LeBaron didn't find any forms because the state's licensing portal is currently unavailable. A banner on the site says it will be back up on August 1st, but the deadline for ARL open application is July 31st, so that's no help to LeBaron. He also hasn't been able to get in touch with anyone from the licensing department over the phone.
I'm going to go in person today because I haven't heard back from anyone.
He's just going to show up at the state office and try to figure it out in person. Robin Roberts works at that office, and she says they've also been frustrated with the website challenges. The site to run background checks for applicants is also down. She says they're doing what they can to go through stacks of applications.
We have overwhelming stacks. We're not even staffed high enough to be able to handle the quantities coming in.
ARL is not the only area that has caused confusion. Tara Warner sits on the state board and is heading up a new task force to streamline all teacher licensing. She says highly qualified teachers from out of state also struggle to get their credentials in time.
And they may be great teachers. I believe they are great teachers, and yet they struggle to get licensed because they come from another state.
During a time when there's a shortage of qualified teachers statewide, some of the best candidates might be stuck trying to navigate a website. Lee Hale, KUER News.